Illegal immigrants in Massachusetts are required to pay the out-of-state tuition price if they enroll in college. But now Hampshire College has decided to provide financial aid for incoming undocumented students. Margaret Cerullo, a sociology professor from the college who worked on the fund, says that the new endowment sends the message that education is a right for all people.
Higher education is a right and not a privilege that depends either on financial or citizenship status.
Cerullo said that the money for the financial aid endowment came from donations from alumni, parents, and other donors. She said that the money came quickly and enthusiastically.
Once the situation of 65,000 undocumented kids who graduate from U.S. high schools every year and who are not eligible for anything, for federal loans, grants, even work study as a federal program. So once people became aware of that situation, they responded.
Renata Teodoro of the Student Immigrant Movement, a coalition of young undocumented individuals advocating for comprehensive immigration reform, says that Hampshire College's example as a private university extending financial aid to undocumented students provides hope for thousands of young illegal residents.
I've seen firsthand through my experience and others experience how frustrating it can be where you get accepted into a school and you only get partial private aid, and you know you're still missing like $10,000, and that $10,000 is preventing you from going to college. So I'm very happy to see that they're doing this, and I know it will create a lot of opportunity for students that I've worked with.
Ava Molina, executive director of the Massachusetts Immigration and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, says that the move by Hampshire College will allow the best and brightest of all backgrounds to achieve in higher education.
We commend them for this wonderful initiative and the creation of the fund. And, you know, this is really a smart move, too. I mean, this is how you get to the best of the best and collect the brain, you know, the most achieving individuals. The status doesn't matter, but the achievement and, you know, the contribution matters, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Currently, undocumented students cannot receive in-state tuition in Massachusetts. However, several states have passed laws allowing illegal aliens to pursue a higher education at an in-state rate, including New York. Massachusetts and other states such as New Hampshire and New Jersey have introduced legislation to make the change. In June, President Obama announced that he would not deport illegal aliens who came to the United States with their parents as children, as long as they met certain educational requirements. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.